Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in Sefer Mishlei, the Shiurim given by Rabbeinu Hagaon Rav Moshe Zatzal. The Shiur should be Schus Lavi Marini Mirasi Shiyichi, Lusus Rav David Avram, and Marasim Miriam, Uchol Yotzei Chavatzav. Ve'adam po'alot shtei ma'arachot. Every person has within him two systems that are at work. Brain and heart. Brain is your intellectual perception. Heart is where your life is from. V'libi ra harbe chachma, says in Koheles. My heart saw a lot of chachma. Tfisat hadvarim hi bitzura chushit. V'lachin l'chol tfisa shal havana mitztarefet be'achreach tfisa chushit hakosheret ota bekochot hachayim. When you're toyfes things, when you understand things, you understand them in a concrete way. And therefore, every tfisa of Havana is mitztarev, joins to a tfisa chushis that connects it to life. That's why it says v'libi ra, which is perception, in a sensory perception, tfisa chushit. And then it says v'libi, so your heart had this tfisa chushit of chachma. And that means that the chachma is mitztarev to your heart, which is kochos achayim. In other words, even the kochos achayim combine with tfisat ha'avana badvarim, to your understanding. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Amar Rabbi B'Shenei Rabbi Yehuda Kulei Tuna Nezikim Vana Lo Kamasnina Tuva Ba'uktzin Vana Kamasnina Tuva Ba'uktzin V'Chev Amati Rabbi Yehuda Yishak Shekovesh Siyark B'Kdei Rav Amila Zesim Shekavshim B'Tirfeim Taharim Amar Havayis De Rabbi Shmuel Kachazina Hacha Vana Kamasnina Ba'uktzin Tlastrei Misifta Rabbi Yehuda Shalif Misani Vasim Mitcher Vana Tzfachina V'lo Mashka V'lekar Tamashkachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Libabai Tichsiv V'Hashem Yireh L'Levav. So what the Gemara says here is that Rabbi Yehuda didn't learn as much as Rava. And Rava, they had 13 yeshivas learning Uktzin. And Rabbi Yehuda was a lot more limited. He knew Nezikin. And yet Hashem answered Rabbi Yehuda's prayers when he took off his shoe and he would daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would answer him. Because Hashem wants a heart, and he had a heart. Rabbi Yehuda's tefillahs were answered. So it's pashut that what Rabbi doesn't mean to tell us that the schus of someone who davens is not Torah and is chelik in Torah. Rather, what he means to tell us is that the schus of Torah is not Torah in the amount, but rather how much Torah becomes part of the life of he who learns it. Libabai. Rabbi Tzadok in the Likutei Ma'amarim notes in the name of his Rabbeim that Lashon Hashas is a liba da haitana, and not a daita da haitana. And the explanation is in order to say that the Tana holds a certain din, it's not enough like that this din is like him in another place, in another din, Aliba Dahai Tana, in other words, din A is like this Tana and din B. It's not enough to say it's Mikoch is Das, because when it comes to Das, Das can retract, Das can evolve, develop. Only when the din is Aliba Dahai Tana, in other words, it's in his heart, al halev, aliv is ma'al halev. It's munach be'etzem koichas ha'chaim shelo. Selikt, it is placed in his very powers of life. So memela, since it's in his chios, it's in his heart, memela he's going to be sober, he's going to hold the second in the same way. Because the essence of life is one. So he's obviously going to be consistent. In the Chidushei Agra Halevi al Rambam, famous Hilchas Tefila, Perek Dalet Alacha Aleph, the Reb Chaim writes, "V'nira loymar the tre gavne kavanos yish betefila, ha'achas kavana shel perush advarim, b'yisod hudin kavana, v'sheni sheichavin shu omid betefila lifnei Hashem, k'mavur b'dvar of Perek Dalet omay kavana shifnei libo, b'kol machshavos v'yira atzmo kilu omid lifnei Hashchina." Sometimes there's two dinim in kavana. One is to know what the words mean, and the other is that you're standing before God. And knowing that you're standing before God is la ma'akev. So you see from Reb Chaim that the cheftz of tefillah is that you're omed lifnei Hashem. And what this means is that you have a tefisa, you have a perception, that you are present before God, a understanding that recognizes that where you're standing and davening, there is Hashem. And not only mitzad melo kol aretz kivodo, but rather it's nogea le'etzem hanochuchut shel ha'adam. B'makom shehu atzmo nimtza mitzad mitziyuto, it pertains to the very presence of man. Where you are standing, there is where God is standing. God is with you. Nochuchut, presence, means that it's mitztaref to kochos and mitzius hachayim shel ha'adam. So that's what happens. You have nochuchut here. Your kochos, your mitzius hachayim is here. And memela, it's tofes, it perceives that Hashem is with you. That's why it's called the Shechina. Omed lifnei Hashechina. Shechina is the name of Hashem that denotes His presence in this world, in the planet Earth. Shochen, He dwells among us. So that's the inyan of Shechina. So you have this nochechut, you have this presence, and with this presence, your tofes that you're opposite the Shechina. And that is rooted in the basis of tefillah. Tefillah is avodah shebelev. That tefillah is mitztaref to all your kochos hachayim. Because that's the lev. The lev is where your life comes from. So tefillah is mitztaref to that. To your heart. The Rambam, and then that means that you're completely there, you're completely present, because that's your life. And since you're present, the Shechina, if you're davening and you're completely present, then you can perceive the Shechina, because you're completely present and the Shechina is there with you. The Rambam, in the first parak of Shemona Prakim, explains the five parts of the soul: Hazan, Hamargish, Hamadam, Esara, Vasichli. So the Zan, the satiating, Milashon Mazon, Margish, the feeling, Misore, the awakening, these are all Kochos HaRatzon. The Rambam explains that the Chelek HaZan is the Me'akel, Megadel, Molid Badomeh, it digests, it wants you to have luxuries, it's Dochel Mosaros. It raises, it gives birth to what's similar. And there's the Chelek HaMargish, which are the five senses. And then there's the Chelek HaMisorer, that's the Koach Asher Bo Yishtokek V'Yichsof Adam L'Davar Echad O Yemasehu. So these are all Ritzonos. And these are coming from Kochos HaChayim. That's where Ratzon comes, from the power of life. And then the other two Kochos the Rambam talks about are the Medamen Sichli, the imagination and the intellectual, and those are Kochos of Seichel. Kochos of Das. In Chazal it's Mashman, so too in the Kisvei Ari, that Kochos of Das mitzad atzmam are resting, they're nach. What's mafil the Koch of Das is Kochos of Ratzon. Ratzon, that's the Chelek HaMisorer. That's again, when that's the Koach Asher Bo Yishtokek V'Yichsof Adam Adavar Echad. That you desire something or you despise something. That's why you either go after it or you run away from it, as the Rambam explains. B'seichel mitzad atzmo in shum esorus la'avanas hadvarim. B'seichel has no esorus to understand. It's your ratzon, that's mafil, that activates your seichel. That's the union of shochad. And we find that when someone takes shochad, that's a seichel, that's not Torah, that has negiyas. Parenthetically, the Chazon Ish explains in Emunah B'Tachon that the Isser of Shochad is Me'achukim, lo Me'amishpatim, because it's not something that makes sense, something that doesn't make sense. Because the Torah didn't ask a Chacham to paskin for himself, we don't find a Negiah there. So it must be Xeris HaKosev L'Gabei Mishpat, that he's not allowed to take Shochad, but not for Hora, Horaizia. Even though he's Nogea, he's still allowed to paskin for himself. So, what's the explanation of this inyan of Shochad? That any Havana is Mikoach HaSaurus HaRotzen L'Havin. Any understanding comes from an arousal, from a desire to understand. And therefore the Havana is only going to be chal, is only going to take effect where the Ratzon is mafne the Kochos HaDas, where the Ratzon is not misorer to understand, where the Ratzon isn't aroused to understand. The person's like blind, there are no Kochos HaDas. And therefore HaShochad Ya'aver Pikrim, it says in the Torah. Shochad, this bribery, is ma'orah the Havana only to a certain place. And elsewhere, to a different place, he's an iver, he's blind. So therefore it's Reuven gives him Shochad, so he wants to rule in favor of Reuven. And that's what blinds him. Because he doesn't have Kochos Hadas to see that it might be in favor of Shimon in this case. So B'Shorash HaSharashim, it's true that the Moach activates the Kochos HaChaim. We know that also in Gashmias, that without the brain, so there's nothing in our body would work. But Lemaisa, the Tfisis Hadas, B'dvar Maniklatim Ayodei, Deis Orus HaRotzen B'Kochos HaChaim, Shalev Mafil Osam, the perception of understanding. And those matters that are absorbed by the brain is because of the hisorus of the Ratzon of Kochos HaChaim, and that starts with the lave. And therefore the pasuk says that the lave mimenu totzos chayim, that life comes from the heart. So it has to start with the ratzon and with the heart, and then memeli your seichel can understand. Even the kochos hadas are nifal amaisa ide halev, and therefore midas are also belave, because every hisorus for ava, for year, etc. is belave. The grat says that kaved is begamatria, the kavod is begamatria lev. Honor, gematria lev 32. Lev is the shorash of all ritzona. So the seder advarim is melech. Moach, lev, kaved. Moach is the neshama. Lev is the ruach. The kaved is the nefesh. That's the liver. The moach has to be sholed on the lev, and the lev has to rule over the kaved, has to rule over the liver. The lev is the root of all ritzonos. But the lowest ritzonos are in the blood. Lev is the root of all ritzonos. And then the lowest ritzonos are in the blood. And that's the kaved, the blood, very bloody, the liver. Just the lev disperses the blood to different parts of the body. It's makaroba mea kaved. And that's the dam, that's the lowest desires that a person has in life. The higher desires that a person has in life are in the heart. The lower desires are animalistic desires, hana. The higher desires are mitzad, the value of the matter itself, mitzad hakavod. That's why lev is gematria kavod, because it's supposed to go for the higher desires, those that give one dignity. The shorish of the inyan of kavod lies in das. Because das, after there's a shikol, there's a hechreya. Das understands, perceives the value of the thing. But after it's nitfas, b'das, kebal erech, so after your das understands that it has value, then it's perceived by your heart. In other words, there is created a relationship to the value of the thing, and it becomes valuable to a person. And what this means is that when it's taken away from a person, he's going to feel a chisaron. And that is a tfisa, perception, that's already in the kochos hachaim of a person, and that's tfisa belev shel ratzon. Therefore, lev is kavod, kavod is yakar. That's the honor that a person has, that's the chashivos that a person feels towards a certain item. So when he feels this the lev, has a ratzon for it, and male the lev has kavod for it. The lev sees that it's important, that it's a value, and if it would be taken away, the lev would be lacking. The moach has to be shalait on the ratzon, on the lev. The moach has to rule over the will, the heart. The brain has to tell the heart what the heart's supposed to want. And the heart, whose nature is to desire things because of their value, has to control the liver, the blood, the lower ritzonos. When a person, in extreme case, is controlled by his kaved, so all of his ritzonos are mitzad hanos habehemios, are mitzad his animalistic pleasures, shegormim lo hadvarim hamigarim oto, that are caused, that... are caused to him by things that arouse him, that excite him. That's the kaved. Everything he wants has to do with his blood, with his gashmias, with his lust. Lev, in the middle of the melech, moach lev kaved, is the ruach. Asher yiyasham aruach lalechas yelcho, it says in the book of Yechezkel 1:20. Where the wind goes, they will go. Where does the wind go? To the place of kavod. Where is the place of kavod? So again, that's the lev is the ruach, and the lev desires the kavod. Lev is the gematria kavod. Lev desires things that have chashivas. Kavod is yakris. Yakar in Aramaic is lashon kavod. Adam Arishon used to speak Aramaic, says the Gemara. Shenemar v'li ma yakar ve'echa kel. So yakar, the Lashon Arami, is also a Lashon of heavy. So it has, means chashivus, as we see in the Pasuk. It also means heavy. V'dei Moshe Kvedim, Targum says Yakira. So this means is that if something is heavy, it has a very strong metzias, and it's hard to carry it from place to place. It has an established reality. It's the opposite of a Dabar Kal. Dabar Kal, you take here, you take there. A davar kaved is established in this place because it has chashivas. That's why kavod is related to kaved. Something heavy has a chashivas because it's here. It has a place. As opposed to things that are kal, they just fly here, fly there, a feather, this way, that way. It really doesn't matter. That's no chashivas. That's no value because it has no status, no set place. So the opposite of mechubad is nikle in Lashon HaKodesh. Nikle is milashon kal. Mechubad, because he's light. Call them kalas hadas, kalei das, people who are light-headed. Sometimes they're like this, sometimes they're like that. And that's the opposite of mechubad. Mechubad is milashon kaved, milashon heavy. And therefore, a person who takes things seriously, so it's heavy, it's not easily moved. He doesn't just go from thing to thing, from idea to idea. It has a mitziyut mekuyemet, a mitziyut eitana, a very strong reality, and then these things become valuable. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah 11a, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Minayin Shev Tishrei Noldo Abbas, how do you know Tishrei that was reborn? It says, Vayikalu Amelech Shlomo Kol Yisrael B'erach Ha'isanim, B'chag Yerach Shenoldo Bo Ha'isanei Olam. So it says they gathered to King Solomon, all the Jewish people, in Yerach Ha'isanim, on the Chag. On the Yerach, on the month, that the strongest people of the world were born. Who are that? Who are the Esanim? Abram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And how do we know Esan means strong, says the Gemara? Because it says, Eitan Moshevecha. So Esan means strong. Eitan, Esan, means strong. Most people today, even if they're very firm, they don't call them Esan. They call them Eitan. But Eitan means strong. Eitan Moshevecha. Yerecha Eitanim. The month of the Eitanim that the strong people were born in. What does it mean? They're etane olam. They gave the world an established metzias, and therefore the Yom HaDin is in this month in Tishrei. Because in order to be zelcha to a metzias mekuyemes, in order to be zelcha to a metzias, to a lasting reality, you have to be omed b'din. Through din, the metzias gets a hechreach, gets a kiyum, gets an existence, a necessity for existing. And how do you give a kiyum to the metzias? Al yidei kavod. By giving kavod, because then you're saying, hey, this has chashivas, this has value, this is not movable, That's how you give a metzias, and therefore the zechiyah b'din is by saying malchiyos. What's malchiyos? You're giving kavod, the malchus shel olam, and then we become mekuyamim and kveidim ba'olam. We also we're mechabed ourselves in that way, because now we have value because we're giving value to the ultimate value. So that's all very amazing. And Amir Tashem, we will continue this incredible tour de force, Bli Nedar, next time. And we should see more and more neflas mitaras Hashem. We learned about moach and lev. We learned about kavod. We learned about shochad. Amazing, amazing. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.